The following is a paid program on this station.
Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Well, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. And I've got Scott Ralston in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Rick.
As he opens his eyes.
That's right.
Well, that's going to be a nice sunny day.
It is gorgeous, isn't it? I was driving across the bridge on 90 coming from Issaquah this morning. It's just a gorgeous, beautiful day. It couldn't be more perfect for the three-day weekend.
It looks really nice. And hey, folks, as you all know, because you're going to be off work tomorrow, the majority of you, not everybody, there are those who do work on Labor Day. I mean, shouldn't we all just work on Labor Day and take the rest of the year off? But maybe that would be better. But, hey, you know, it was kind of interesting.
Right? I like that. Can we go back to that? Philosophy. Is that going to be the new firm policy?
Yeah. If we could figure that out, that would be kind of interesting. Yeah, I was just looking. I'm always interested in, you know, holidays and where they came from and things like that. And I was a little surprised when I was looking at the origin of Labor Day. And how far back it went. It went back 1882 in New York. It was kind of like one of the first recognitions. And then in 1884, the first Monday in September was selected by, you know, trade and labor organizations. And that's kind of become where we are today. But the whole idea of Labor Day was to recognize the men and women, predominantly men at the time, of course, but certainly women had their parts back then in the 1800s. And, you know, as we went into the Industrial Revolution in the early 1900s and the advent of unions and things of that nature, it was recognition of labor. This was the might behind the United States, the people building our country, building our infrastructure, the roads, the schools, the hotels, the cars, the bridges, you know, then in wartime, obviously that. So to the working folks of America, of which I think most of us consider us in that class someplace or another, although this was really a lot for the, you know, the factory workers of the day and things of that nature. So it's it is something to sit back and reflect upon as we look forward in the, we still seem to have this tension in business about, it's kind of an us and them kind of thing, or them and us, whatever the case might be, between labor and management. And despite the long history here, now going back, you know, to the 1880s, I think we can still do a better job, you know, if we're looking at things. I mean, you know, here we go, the beginning of school, and we're looking at school strikes and things like that again. So we don't have the system down quite right yet, but maybe we're moving in the right direction. We'll have to just see.
I think it will always be a struggle. I don't think that there will ever be peace between management and workers, not to be too pessimistic, but it will always be a struggle.
It's challenging. And so do enjoy the Labor Day, but I think on holidays when we're out picnicking and having our beers on the patio and your wine coolers and stop and think about why you're off work, not just, woohoo, I'm off work, but think about why. What is it you're celebrating? And pay a little homage to that. So I think that's my message for the day. I'm going to drop it at that because I want to talk to you about estate planning and things along those lines because, golly, it's so important. And I've been, Scott, she's been doing the radio since early 2000s now. And I still get basic questions that I'm perplexed on. And it's just that there's so much confusion that surrounds the term estate planning or elder law. What is it? What does it mean?
There is so many, and I know exactly what you're talking about because I get the same questions. But I mean, most, and I don't mean it in an offensive way, but most people think of estate planning as a, quote, simple will.
Well, it's that.
And it's so much more.
It's way more. And I've aired my frustrations before with the financial industry and the insurance industry predominantly, because many of them call themselves estate planners. And I take offense to that because I believe that insurance and finance and things of that nature are an integral, vital component of your estate plan, but neither of them are your estate plan. Your estate plan is the plan that you create through wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and other types of trust for many of you. And those form the foundation. Now that should give your, you know, insurance requirements should be identified through there for all of your insurance, property and casualty, auto, home, life, any investment property insurance you have, business insurance, getting all the right type of insurance, life insurance for many of you, long-term care insurance for most of you, but most of you don't have it, but most of you need it or want it. And we need to look through these things and properly investing our money. These are all things that must be integrated into your estate plan. But estate planning is not one thing. That's the whole key. And so the attorney's role in estate planning is really to create the environment through proper legal documents that are only to be provided and prepared for you by a licensed attorney. Yeah, you can go online and buy that stuff, but let's leave that off the table because it's garbage. But the whole issue is form that foundation of your estate plan and then fine-tune, adjust your investments, your insurance options, maybe a mortgage on your house, maybe not a mortgage, maybe a reverse mortgage, maybe a VA mortgage. There's all different things, but those all of the things that you do in your life with finances and insurance should be in furtherance of the estate plan that you or you and your spouse have put together. And I think that's the fundamental issue needs to be constantly reinforced.
And I, you mentioned something earlier, and you just kind of glossed over it. I want to bring this up. Is you're talking a little bit about the estate plans prepared by financial institutions. Okay, we don't have those in this state anymore. I think the bar has really cracked down on those. But there are many old estate plans floating around here that were prepared in the 80s and 90s, roughly. That were prepared as loss leaders by financial institutions.
Yeah, and most of these were insurance companies.
And they were insurance companies. Yeah, and these were basically, you know, come to our, you know, seminar, sign up with us for our, you know, financial product, annuities, insurance policies, etc., and we'll give you this free estate planning.
Well, you know,
and,
Scott,
and I have, and so have you, had to fix many of these things. And the other thing is these things are often very, very poorly written. They're very ambiguous. They sometimes were modified by people that simply had not a clue what they were doing. So there are missing terms. There are terms in there that don't belong in there. And these things are a mess. And I one of these things hit my desk the other day. I had one this week hit my desk, and it is a train wreck of an estate plan. And the problem is these things cause very costly and very serious problems for beneficiaries. And they are clearly not intended, and they cause a lot of litigation and a lot of problems. And so when you talk about working with an attorney, remember, we are fiduciaries, okay? Our job and our training and our experience and our education is what goes into the advice that you get for the estate plan that is designed for you. We are not motivated by selling you something like an insurance policy or an annuity to give you this free estate plan. Now, if you have come from another state, which a lot of these show up in our state from people that have retired and moved here to be close to their kids or whatever, and you've brought one of these estate plans that was prepared by a financial institution for you at one of these loss leader conferences, you need to probably sit down and talk with a qualified attorney and have that looked at because, again, these things are real problematic sometimes.
Well, Scott, you'd mentioned a lot of this took place in the 80s and 90s, but, you know, it was much more prevalent then. However, it exists and persists yet today. In fact, our state attorney general has filed a lawsuit here a couple months back on an insurance company that is doing exactly this thing. Come on in and we're going to give you a fancy steak dinner or a fancy lunch, you know, and and then you get there and it was CLA, I believe it was CLA Insurance. I apologize if that's not the proper name, but I think it was CLA Estate Planning Services, which was owned by an insurance brokerage. And the whole idea there was they were going to, you know, basically, oh, we'll give you an estate plan, a free living trust. Folks, the word free and legal terms usually don't go together, mutually exclusive. We're going to give you a free estate plan, and then they're going to come out and put the hammer on you, and you're going to end up buying from them an expensive annuity product, probably the ones that are the ones we most find very, very
most
toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is illegal under state law. Preparing legal planning documents, your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, all that must only, if you're hiring someone, they must be a licensed attorney. End of story. That's the law in Washington. Your insurance company, if they're handing you documents and that's absolutely illegal. They are not there to draft your plans. And the CLA one is just outrageous, the amount of commissions these folks were making. We're talking seven-digit incomes, staggering. And the problem of the plans they've put in place or given to you, they have absolutely nothing to do with you or your family generally. They're so poorly written, as Scott said, they just cause problem after problem after problem. Hey, folks, 888, oh, my goodness. I forgot the phone number.
So we'll be back.
What's our phone number?
888-973-5476.
We are all going to be right back. Thank you, folks.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregrick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives, A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorek, and I do know the phone number here. It's 888-973-5476. That's going to get you right on air. I see we've got some calls coming in. So without further ado, let's see if we can go over to Jeff. And hang on just a second here, Jeff, and we're going to get right to you. And for the rest of you that are waiting, make sure you're patient. We'll be back with you. So can we get Jeff on the line? Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. I listen every week, and I've gone out and got a will made and all the stuff you talk about. But at the top of the hour news, I had a laugh and cringe at the same time because I heard that Aretha Franklin had passed away without a will. And she said in news broadcast that her four sons had a lot of work to do, but so far there was no dissension among them. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not going to last.
Well, Jeff, you're very insightful. And, you know, we talk about this a lot on the show, and the celebrities are
notorious for this type of
terrible. Now, I just don't understand it. You know, Aretha was diagnosed with cancer, you know, 8-9 months ago, I think it was. And, you know, a cancer that very few, if any, survive from, pancreatic cancer, same cancer my own mother died from. And, you know, an $80 million estate, chances are there's going to be problems and taking years potentially to deal with this.
And this is a very heavily taxable estate as well at the federal level. I don't know about the state level, but at the federal level, this is going to be a fairly heavily taxable estate.
Oh, sure. She's going to lose 35 to, depending on the state, 50% of her estate, more likely than not, going to estate taxes, and that's when the kids will start fighting and doing all kinds of things. It's such a lesson to us, but, I mean, we look at all of these folks that have passed, and it really is a sad commentary. We, you know, so many people look to these folks in Hollywood and sports people and everything as kind of leaders, I hate to say. It's just so bad. It's just that they're in the public eye. But, boy, wouldn't it be nice if they set a good example?
Yeah, and the other thing that comes out of the woodwork with a lot of these celebrities when they pass away and they don't have a will, especially with the male celebrities and sports figures, et cetera, is all of a sudden all these kids start coming out of the woodwork. that if they're biological children, even if they never had a relationship whatsoever with their father, they're going to be heirs. And if they have not done anything in terms of estate planning, you end up with all these individuals coming out of the woodwork. We see this a lot.
What percentage do you guys know of married couples have no wills, you know, in their process?
It's a 60+%.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, because I have friends that I keep telling them, you know, they're, you know, like you always talk about, mixed marriage or second marriages between and all that, and they just seem recalcitrant about doing it. I'm thinking, my God, this is, if you have any kind of calamity in your life, you're just creating a mess on a much smaller level than Aretha Franklin, but it's not necessary, like you guys have talked about, the cost of, you know, creating a, you know, like you're talking about, estate planning is not that great.
Well, not considering, you know, what it can do for you. I mean, estate planning goes from relatively simple, I hate to use the word simple in estate planning, but relatively simple to, you know, depending on more complex, depending on one station in life, as we might say, how much money do they have, what type of assets, are they invested in real estate, or are they business owners, all those things obviously are a component of your estate plan. But Jeff, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it because, you know, from the mouths of babe, as they say. So thanks again, and thanks for listening. All righty. Let's see about Lauren in Arlington, way north in Arlington. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Well, I'm just sitting here listening and learning.
Excellent. What was your question or comment today? What was your question or comment today?
My question is, one, I have two. One is, how was the person get a hold of a copy of the federal inheritance taxes?
Well,
what agency do you...
The Internal Revenue Service, IRS.gov. Just type in one of the things that would give you... Just type in estate tax form 706. And that's the estate tax return.
706.
Yep, and if that doesn't blind you after reading it, you're a better man.
Okay.
Did you have a specific question on it?
The other question is, how do you find out which Western states do not have inheritance tax?
California. Washington and Oregon both do. No, they have every other tax in the world there, but including an income tax. So Washington does not have an income tax. We have an estate tax. Oregon has an income tax and an estate tax. California has an income tax, but no estate tax currently.
And one thing with California, even though it doesn't have a estate tax, it does have a very high cost to probate, however, which is one thing.
What about Idaho and Montana and Utah? Are they having state inheritance taxes?
You know, I don't believe they do, but if you just were to go to Google and just type in which states have an inheritance or estate tax, and you'll get a nice little list there. And it's about 15 states, I think. I haven't counted recently. Lots in the Eastern Seaboard, back in, New York, New Jersey, all those states have the lowest level of exemptions, generally speaking. But yeah, it's just real easy. You can go and take a look at that. And, you know, this is one of the big questions, Lauren, that so many folks have, is certainly as we start aging, is where should I retire? And
yes,
taxes.
Washington had an estate tax. And then when we had Governor Dixie Lee Ray, she said, this is crazy. And she threw it out. And we didn't have one for several years. But then when the Democrats continued to more or less dominate Olympia, they finally saw that as a good source and put it back in again.
Well, real interesting, our estate tax came in as one of the early legislative actions under Christine Gregoire, and that was following a Washington Supreme Court case that admonished the Department of Revenue for illegally collecting an estate tax from 2001 all the way up to about 2007.
Yep, seven or eight.
And then in 2008, we got our estate tax, which is a standalone from the federal. Hey, we got to take a quick break, Lauren. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Stay listening.
I enjoy it every week. I never miss this program.
Well, thank you for calling.
All righty, folks. Hey, more of your questions when we return at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. Your partner in law will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregrick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. Now, the facts are clear. Nearly 3 out of 4 of you will end up in a long-term care situation during your retirement years, which creates many problems, like being forced to spend down your savings, becoming a burden on your family members, and losing control of your care options. But there is good news. We now have new options and new ways to protect yourself and the people you care about most from the high costs of long-term care. And I personally invite you to join me for one of my upcoming long-term care planning classes. These are free educational events where you will learn about recent rule changes and new programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. And I'll even give you a free copy of my book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. So join me and learn how to protect yourself and the people you care about most. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com, or give us a call, 425-748-8188.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Well, I hate to interrupt the music. It's a good wake up for Sunday morning, eh? Hey, folks, this is Rick Gregorick, your partner in law, and brought to you by the law firm of Gregorick and Associates. Imagine that. And I wanted to give out the firm's phone number. And that way, if you would like to contact us during the week for any questions that you have or schedule an appointment, our phone number is area code 425-284-3450. Again, 425-284-3450. We're located in Kirkland and right at the end of the 520 bridge right there. You get off at 108th and bingo bango, about 30 seconds later, you're at the office. It's very conveniently located there at 10604 Northeast 38th Place, but it's all on the website there. Check it out, rjglegal.com. rjglegal.com, and that's going to get you right there. I do have the phone number right, though. Area code 425-284-3450. Give us a call, and of course, yourpartnerinlaw.com has all that information as well. We'd love to chat with you. We do offer free consultations for estate and elder planning for all of our Cairo and KTTH listeners, which we so enjoy meeting you, not only at the office, but out of all of our events. There will be some new events posted next week. Hint, hint. You'll be able to get in on those. We're going to do a couple here over the next 6 weeks or so. And we might actually be introducing a new seminar, and this one's going to focus on, you know, estate planning for the recently divorced.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one.
And so this
very
is
important, by the way.
This it really is.
This
Scott,
is a very important thing. That
talk a little bit about that, as having worked over a decade now in family law.
So, you know, I guess that, boy, there's so many issues here. It's where does one begin? Okay, so a lot, what happens is when people file for either legal separation or for dissolution, which is the term we use in the state of Washington, for the purposes of estate planning under the state's plan, okay, testamentary or intestacy, you're still married until you're divorced.
Okay, yeah, that's the final decree, not the filing of the divorce.
Correct. And so you are if you do not have estate planning in place and you file a petition for dissolution and you pass away during the time period for before the actual final decree is entered, it's as if you never separated. It's as if that lawsuit, that action was never filed. And the intestacy statute will apply. So your spouse, who you may not want to receive your share of the estate, will receive your estate if you have not done any estate planning. So, and that's one thing that people just are kind of surprised to hear. So when you file for dissolution, one of the things that a lot of individuals like to do is do a immediate estate plan. It's kind of an interim estate plan for a lot of people. It's just something very quick that addresses where their stuff would go, number one, and then number two, who would be their decision maker up until when they do a final full estate plan. And why is that important?
You know, and Scott, I was just saying, because being this decision maker, you're going through a divorce. Now, there are some amicable divorces.
Correct.
Let's put those as the minority.
And they are a small minority.
And the most divorces are at least somewhat contentious. It's Sunday morning, so I'll say contentious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've seen some of the ridiculous ads some of the attorneys put out of people fighting for the phone and all that. Hopefully it's not that.
And it does occur.
But, you know, things do happen. And so it would maybe, just maybe, be inappropriate for this spouse that you're going through this process of dissolution, you know, if something was to happen to you, if you're in a car accident or you have a medical event, or still having access to monies and making money decisions in the event of your disability or, you know, unfortunately, death. You know, Scott, one of the trends we're seeing, it's not a good trend. It's not something that, you know, we should be boasting about, but we're seeing an increase in elder divorces.
We are. And that's the silver-haired divorce, the elder divorce, you know, marriages that have been, you know, 50 years and more. And what's happening is we're starting to see, you know, petitions for dissolution in those cases, and then estate planning needs to be addressed. I think we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a quick break, so, folks.
But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this.
I want to follow
the
up.
Seminar.
Yeah, because it really is kind of important, especially for most of you out there who are listening who might have a gray hair or two. So your partner-in-law, we're going to be right back, and your calls at 888-973-5476.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Attorney Rick Gregorick here with Attorney Scott Ralston. And right before break, we were talking about
the importance of estate planning for divorcing couples.
Divorcing couples, with maybe an emphasis on, I guess, the silver hair divorces, as they're being called here. But, you know, for folks that have been in long-term marriages who are now part of the elder states and community, but we're seeing an increase in these. You know, Scott, people have been married 40, 50 years sometimes.
Yep.
And this is creating, you know, some unusual situations. Sometimes the reason for the divorce is maybe one is ill or there's a fear of running out of money and lots of other reasons. But, you know, sometimes mental health can be a part of it. We can have Alzheimer's. We can have Parkinson's, other things that are affecting one's cognitive abilities. We've seen them arise out of people that get diagnosed with certain cancers, especially brain cancers. And, you know, very sad some of these do end in divorce. But from a divorce attorney's perspective, in when you're dealing with these and that, what are some of the key issues?
Well, the first one is, you know, let's talk a little bit about the spectrum of the divorce itself. Over the course of the divorce, if you haven't put estate planning in place, you would need to put estate planning in place, which would include your decision maker. Because, you know, do you want your soon-to-be ex-spouse to be your decision maker in the event you become incapacitated? That's one of the things that needs to be planned for. Maybe you do. Most circumstances, that would not be the case, okay? So that's part of the issue. And then in addition, under Washington law, you have the right, with some exceptions, to dispose of, through your estate plan, all of your share of community property and all of your share of separate property. Okay, so you can do that whether you're divorcing or you're just happily married. You may choose to do that. And so if you're going to dispose of your share of community property and your separate property, you would need to put together an estate plan that is specific to that. Most individuals would want these things to go to their kids. That's going to be the more logical thing.
Well, Scott, are many of these divorces, even though they're very long-term, blended families where we did have – they got married younger but had the Brady Bunch, let's say, you know, his kids,
many,
kids.
Many of these are second and third marriage type situations.
Even though they're long-term.
Even though they're long-term. We have a lot of these because a lot of marriages, young couples, they last, you know, 5 to 7 years, you know, kind of in that window is when a lot of first marriages end. And oftentimes these are 5 to 7 year marriages with 2-3 kids. Okay, so you've got kids that are from prior relationship, and you've been married in a second marriage 30-40 years, and you know estate planning needs to be done. And we talk about this all the time. This is the blended family, the Brady Bunch family. It does exist. There are happily blended families out there, but the majority of them are not. The Brady Bunch families. The majority of them, you have you've got children from two different marriages, two different prior relationships. They may not know each other. Oftentimes they do know each other, but they don't necessarily like each other because all of them are looking at mom and dad's money.
Well, isn't it
and
a,
mom
a
and
distrust,
dad's welfare?
You know, Scott, a distrust. If it's my mom, and then she's married to this other guy, and he has his kids. It's almost a natural human tendency for me to be looking out for my mom.
That's right.
And so if she gets ill or even he gets ill, my stepdad, it starts to create financial worries and different things along those lines. I mean, boils down to financial issues.
And this, it does. It boils down to financial. It boils down to decision-making. What we see oftentimes in these blended marriage situations is you'll have, let's use your situation, you have husband, he starts to become incapacitated, and at the same time, wife starts to become incapacitated. Now you got two sets of kids coming in fighting over whose money is going to pay for what and who's going to be making decisions. And that's where this estate planning comes in. We'll talk a little bit about this after we come back.
Yep, we're going to take a real quick break, folks, and then we'll be back. And I'd like to wrap this discussion up because, you know, folks, this is really important. And that's why we're going to be holding a special event on this. So, you know, folks can come in and get some education. And that's what it's all about, is getting education information you need to make wise, informed decisions. Your partner in law, we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Little Seattle icon there. Hey, folks, boy, we're winding down this hour, and general estate planning is really what we're all about here on the show, and helping you plan for a successful life and retirement. Estate planning should start long before you retire, but because it has an impact on your retirement and how you do things. And as we talked in the beginning of the show, estate planning should begin with your estate planning attorney, your elder law attorney perhaps, and form the foundation for the integration of other products and services needed in support of your estate plan, whether it's long-term care insurance, a reverse mortgage, you know, additional life insurance, maybe, you know, there's just so many different options. And then how are your actual financial resources, your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and all that? How should you be best positioning those? Well, all of those things really come back to your foundational estate planning, where you establish your goals and your objectives, and then you build all your financial resources around that. So many people start with the end game in going to the insurance guy or somebody else. That's not where to start. Start with, you know, your attorney. We'd love to be your attorney for estate and elder planning and all the other legal things that we do. Check us out on the web at rjglegal.com. But start there, form that, because what we teach is the integration of all the other products and services into your estate plan, when they might be necessary. Are they viable for you? You know, I just look at reverse mortgages. They are an absolute blessing for some. They could be a curse for others. So it just really depends on your situation, and that's why you want an attorney helping guide you and developing your estate plan based on your personal and family goals and objectives. Scott, I wanted to wrap up a little bit with our remaining minutes here on, you know, the graying of America, if you will, and these silver divorces.
Yeah, we were talking about estate planning for individuals going through a divorce. So there's the estate planning that takes place during, you know, the dissolution process. Then there's the estate planning that takes place after the dissolution process. Statutorily, there is a presumption that when you divorce, that you want to revoke your beneficiary designations, both in your written estate plan and also on your beneficiary designations on your accounts, for the individual that you have divorced. And so that individual, by statute, is treated as if they pre-deceased you.
Now, one big caveat there,
folks. We're getting to that.
Yep. Okay, make sure we don't get that one.
is there are federally controlled retirement accounts. And so there's federal law on retirement accounts, and that is a different situation, okay?
Yeah, so in other words, your IRAs, your 401s, 457s, 403bs,
yep.
If you have not changed your spouse, even, you know, during or after divorce, if your ex-spouse is still on there, that's who's going to inherit. That's a different law than an insurance policy. Life insurance, the law removes
them. And even what will happen, and this does happen, is that a decree of dissolution may say who gets what in terms of retirement accounts. But then if one individual passes away and they have not changed the beneficiary designations, then you can end up with a court battle over that, okay? The bank will pay over anything else. They'll pay based upon the beneficiary designation itself, and then you end up with a court battle over who should, in fact, get this estate plan, this account.
And this happens so frequently.
It's pretty regular, yeah.
And interestingly enough, I always found the irony in that is the case that decided all this on who would be the beneficiary on a retirement account post-divorce, and it stayed who's ever on that beneficiary card, that was a Boeing case. That was went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, but that arose out of Boeing. Situation where, you know, one of their employees had a 401k, got divorced, did not remove his ex-spouse from being a beneficiary, and the court determined that, yep, she's the beneficiary. So the law of the land is, because everybody thought it would be like an insurance policy. And this is one of the reasons when you are looking at legal issues, don't think.
Yeah. And this is why I don't rely upon the statutory presumption either. You know, I had a case out of California. California uses a different presumption, okay? And so this was a California life insurance policy, and California law ended up applying to it. And that's a very different presumption than the state of Washington's presumption, or at least it was at the time. This is quite a while ago.
That's a great, you know, point, too, because we have so many folks moving mm-hmm. into the area, not just from around the world, but certainly around the country, yep. from other states that are either common law states or even other community property states. But folks, we have 50 individual states. And when we get into some of these laws around taxes, insurance products, all these types of things, there are some widely varying and sometimes conflicting laws. And so it's very important that you know what your choice of law is and controlling law.
Yeah. And so here's the bottom line. Once you get that final decree of dissolution, you need to get your estate planning done. If you haven't already done estate planning that covers what you want during that time period in which you were going through the dissolution process. And like I say, with people going through the dissolution process, sometimes what they do is they just do, you know, quick, down and dirty, because there's a lot of uncertainty when they're going through the dissolution process. And then what they end up doing is much more comprehensive planning after they get done with the dissolution process.
Yeah, it's really, really important.
And it's really, really important to make sure that you handle all of these accounts that have all these floating beneficiary designations out there. You make sure that you take a look at your decree, okay, and you figure out what did I get as a result of this dissolution? Now what am I going to do with all these things? Who do I meet with? I meet with my attorney. I meet with my insurance broker. I meet with my financial advisor. Possibly get a reverse mortgage. I mean, all these different things that you need to sit down and consider once you have gone through the dissolution process, because now you have this pile of assets and liabilities that you need to deal with in your estate plan that are now yours and yours only.
Yeah, and I think this is a heightened issue for those seniors who are getting divorces. Divorce is very emotional. It's very difficult. And people oftentimes that are older going through divorce do experience other health-related issues due to stress, and that's just one of the realities. So we want to make sure that we have protective measures put in place in the event that that was to occur. So going through a divorce, you know, boy, that's a horrible thing. Nobody's going to say it's a great thing, but it you know, it's just part of the fabric of our country, and so we like to help make sure that we're doing our part to make sure that in that process that you're protected, both during the process and then obviously after that process, to make sure that you get reestablished, because it is critically important. And I think we're going to end up on that. We've got another Mariners game coming up today. We had a squeaker last night. We had a great lead and then blew it almost in the end, but we did take 2 out of 3 so far against the Houston Astros. So go Mariners. We'll be back next week, folks.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.